It's the new NFL, and the passing game is paramount. But Buffalo's victory over the Baltimore Ravens came largely due to the old formula, run and stop the run. The defense stopped the run so much, the Baltimore Ravens stopped trying to run, with just two rushing attempts in the second half.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of respect when you get a team that runs the ball as well as they do, and I think they only ran the ball twice in the second half.
I mean, they're a team that if you allow them to run the football, it opens up everything they do, you know, as far as their play action and their vertical passing game, and you have to take that away first.
It's fundamentals. It's gap football. At the end of the day, it's gap football. If you do what you're supposed to do, each and every one of us, you're going to stop the run. I mean, there's not but so many gaps, so many places you can run. And that's what we need to do consistently, week in, week out.
We just got after it as a defense. Up front, we just knew they were going to try to come in and try to run with Ray Rice and the offensive line really try to get some movement on us. So we just knew we were going to anchor down, play low, and just not let them push us around. So we went out there with that. On our minds, and we kind of just did what we said we were going to do.
The Bills' defense not only stopped the run, the offense ran it also 55 times, committing to run against a tough Baltimore run defense.
We did. You know, it was something that, you know, we had an emphasis on all week. You know, and we knew that if we can establish that running game, it could allow for some plays downfield. You know, and we came out, we got it started. You know, it was going to be tough sledding just because, you know, that's a tremendous defense over there. So it was a challenge we all took to heart. You know, offensive line took it to heart. You know, receivers did a great job blocking downfield. And, you know, CJI and, you know, even TC got in the mix and, you know, we were able to get that running game going.
Yeah, you know, I thought the running game was really well today. You know, I went back to just taking what they was giving me. I just got to find that consistent basis now and, you know, just take what they give us. And, you know, they started bringing up the safeties, and, you know, we just went over to the receivers and said, well, they time to make a big play, because, you know, if they're going to cheat them up, the outside has to win, and that what happened today.
The Bills' running offense persevered even through several bumps and bruises. Spiller left the game. Fred Jackson left the game. Even guard Craig Urbick had to leave the game, and they all returned. The Bills were determined to keep the run going despite being banged up with injuries.
I went down first, and then Fred go down, and then, you know, we left with Tashar, but, you know, we had the faith in him, but, you know, we just told Coach Weed, we told each other that we're just going to give him everything we got. And, you know, I tried to go in there for a couple plays, and, you know, he went in there for a couple plays, and, you know, and that's what you need. And, you know, two of your, you know, best players on offense, they try to, you know, just show example that, you know, they're going to try to gut it out the best way they can.
We are banged up at some certain positions, but credit those guys for making plays and really stepping it up. And you know, at this point, it looks like we're only going to get healthier as we go. So, you know, great job by the guys fighting through injuries.
Run and stop the run. Still a formula for success in the NFL. With the Bills at Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.